March 18, 2025. Today's devotion entitled Telling the Story is written by Kim Matthews. The scripture passage is Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wonderful works. Have you ever gathered around a dinner table to tell stories? For me, this most often happens after a holiday celebration, when the entire family, even those from out of town, are together. We talk during dinner, we talk after dinner, and we tell stories. They might be the, "Do you remember when?" type of story, or they might be, "Listen to this exciting thing that happened to me," type of story. Stories connect us. They help us remember who we are and who we are in relationship with. They can even help us to learn about someone new to our table. We are created to relate through stories. As I read Psalm 105, I can hear Israel's story. From Abraham to Egypt, the story reminds the Israelites of God's presence among them. I can imagine them gathered for worship, singing the words of Psalm 105, reminding each other of a, "Do you remember when?" about God. And they were thankful. We do this in worship too. When we gather for communion, we are remembering the body of Christ. We are, through our words, our prayers, and our actions, telling the story of the Trinity. We are celebrating that God is with us, even us, even now. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life when we turned away and our love failed. Your love remained steadfast. John Wesley would call this kind of storytelling a means of grace. It is in this remembering that God can enter into our lives. Lift us up, transform us. It is a means by which we can grow in grace. We grow in grace so that we can go out and tell others the story. Who needs to hear that God is near? Who, in your orbit, needs to receive the light of life? Will you share the good news? Will you share your story? Let us pray. Oh God, our God, we lift our thanks to you, the author of the good news. Fill our stories with grace. Amen.